My pleasure.
Tell us about your relationship with Barbara Bush while you worked at the White House. What was it like?
Well, I was very lucky. Historically, some chiefs of staff and first ladies have not gotten along very well, but I had, when I was governor, had a chance to interact a great deal with the president and the first, and at that time, the second lady. She was the wife of the vice president. And we got to know each other pretty well. So by the time I got to the White House, after having been a key part of the 1988 campaign as well, we had a very comfortable and a very close relationship, which I'm proud to say we've maintained through the years.
And when did you see her most recently?
I was lucky enough to have dinner with Barbara Bush and the president a couple of weeks ago. I was in at Texas A&M at the Bush Library. I did a two-day presentation for them on a presidential scholars series. And I was there with Andy Card, and we both were invited by the president and Mrs. Bush to have dinner with them in their little apartment at Texas A&M above the library the evening of March 8th. And it was, in retrospect, I am thrilled to have had that chance.
Describe her role and her influence in the Bush family. She's often called the enforcer.
Well, she's more than that. She is... She's the rock of the family, and frankly, the hub that connects all the pieces. And the president and all the family count on her being there to do that. She is a bit of a disciplinarian, as the children and grandchildren have attested to. But basically, it's more than. I don't think her intention is just to be a disciplinarian, but it's one to set the guidelines. She believes that there's a right way to live your life and to deal with people, and wants all the family to do it the right way. And I think they may jokingly complain about it, but I think they're all thrilled that she's there doing that.
And she's been coming here to New Hampshire for decades, for at least three Bushes running for president. What are your favorite memories of Barbara Bush here in New Hampshire?
Well, there's a lot of them from the early campaign in 88, where we were getting the then vice president, Mrs. Bush, acclimated to what I call the see me, touch me, feel me style of campaigning that's important in New Hampshire, and she took to it. First night in Concord prior to the primary in 88, we had taken a furniture store and kind of made a living room setting out of one of the furniture displays. And I think 3,000 people walked through that night and had a Polaroid picture taken with the vice president and Mrs. Bush. And she stood through that whole process with a smile on her face and really just made people feel that they were talking to somebody who genuinely cared about them.
And what about New Hampshire Republicans? How has the brand, the Bush family brand of politics, shaped Republicans here in New Hampshire?
Well, Republicans in New Hampshire are self-shaping almost every election cycle. But for the time being, when the president was vice president and then in the White House, I think the Republicans in New Hampshire considered themselves Bush Republicans. That may have drifted away a little bit over the years, and certainly Jeb Bush didn't find as receptive an audience for his primary battle. But it's interesting going back to Barbara Bush when he found it was going to be difficult. The secret weapon he tried to bring in to revive things, and although she revived it a bit, she didn't change it completely. He brought Barbara Bush in, and it was at least for a period of time a shot in the arm for his campaign, because once again, her personal relationship with the Republicans in New Hampshire was quite beneficial to Jeb.
And you obviously come from a very political family yourself. How did the Bush family inspire or instruct you, if at all, on how you've guided your children in political life?
Well, I think the Bush family has been a good example to anyone who's involved in politics. Barbara Bush and George Bush managed, I think, to be combative in politics without being personal. And I think that's an attribute that we in the Sununu family have tried to employ over the years. I think Governor Sununu today, Governor Chris Sununu, certainly is a great example of it. Senator John Sununu, when he was there, was a great example. And the Bush family has been close to our family and I think served as a good model for that kind of interaction in politics.
Former New Hampshire Governor John H. Sununu, thank you very much for speaking with me about Barbara Bush.
Thank you, Peter. Take